to start?
Yes, it's already.
That's all right.
If he doesn't have a rush, he can pass it around. Okay, the Hakdama to Masechtas Kiddushin. Let's look at the Rosh in Ksuvah Siman Yud Beis. So I didn't know there was a Shir Kloli today ready? That was today. So you didn't have much time to look at this. So look at the Rosh points out, the Gemara discusses the bracha that we make, B'Shas Erison, B'Shas Kiddushin. Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvoisav v'tzivonu al aroyos v'osar lonu esarusos. It's in the Gemara. Mayim v'varchim v'hitir lonu esanusuos adichupo v'kiddushin v'aruch ato Hashem mekadesh Yisrael and our minigiz mekadesh Yisrael adichupo v'kiddushin. So the Rosh says, Yesh makshim al nusach zeh, al nusach bracha zu, loma ein mevorachin asher kedeshonu b'mitzvoisav, v'tzivonu l'kadesh esawisha. Alright, so what's the Rosh's kasha? What's the first kasha of the Rosh? What's the assumption of the Rosh? No. Bracha would never be there. I wouldn't say never, but brachas are not the erises, except for birkas hamozain and birkas haTorah. No, that is the birkas hamitzvah. All right. What's the assumption? Otherwise, it wouldn't be kasha. So, what's the rush responding to? No. Who says that the Birchas Erison is a Birchas HaMitzvah? I know it's a little bit hard to hear. Mitzvah will take care of that in a day or two. We'll get a microphone. No, so who says Mefurish that Birchas Erison is a Birchas HaMitzvah? The Rambam has in Perek Gimel Halacha Chof Dalet, the last Halacha in Perek Gimel. Ketzan mevorachin, baruch ato Hashem elekeinu melech olam. Perek halacha chav gimel. Kolam Mekadesh Isha Bein Al Yedei Atzmo Bein Al Yedei Shaliach Sorech Levorech Koidem Akidushin Oy Hu Oy Shluchoy. Okay, we'll come back to discuss the emphasis on Shlucha. But Kederech Shemivorechin Al Kol Mitzvah V'yachar Kach Mekadesh. Right? Then the Rambam's Moisif. V'im kidesh v'loy bireich. Lo yivorech achar akidushin shezu brocha levatola. Ma shenasa kvar nasa. So what's the second detail of the Rambam? First is kederech. Like we make the kederach shemavorchin koyim kol mitzvah, it's a birchas and mitzvah, right? It's not a birchas hanenin. It's not to be matir achila. L'chayr, it's not a birchas hashemach. It's not baruch shomer. It's not yishtabach. It's not a bracha on osam masav reishis koychig vosam aliyelam. It's a birchas and mitzvah. Fine. All right. Then he says, "And im kiddush v'loy birech lo yivarech achar akidushin." Right? Why? Because any birchas hamitzvah l'chayra, if you mevarech li achar akidushin, the achar mitzvah, there's no point in making a achar mitzvah. Except when can you make a bracha li achar mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah m'mushechas, if it's a long mitzvah and you're still involved in the mitzvah, you can still make the bracha. So Rambam is saying that make no mistake, it's a bracha al mitzvah, and once the ma'aseh kiddushin is done, ma'aseh nasa kevar nasa. Once the ma'aseh kiddushin is done, it's over. The Ravid says, "Ein onu noigin kein, elo mekadesh v'acher kach mivorech." Why we mekadesh according to Ravid, the Seder Kiddushin was different. Ravid Seder Kiddushin was first in the Sinas Tatabas, right? They'd call up the Edim, the Sinas Tatabas, and then they would make the Birch. Why?
Because of what the Russian
right, so Ravid says because you don't know if she's going to be Mekabelis or not. It's totally Vedas Acher. Some Rishonim say, then that's why you don't make a bracha and staka. Nachloik is why don't say bracha and staka? So some Rishonim say because you don't know if the oni be makabo. So how can you make a bracha and staka? You don't know if you're mekayim the mitzvah. It could be a bracha l'atala. So you can't make a bracha if you're not the balabos of the entire mitzvah. So the Ravid says it's totally b'das acherim. And then he says v'zeh atam lebirchas ha'ov. And that's the reason why we make the bracha on Lachnisa Bebrisa. Come back to what the Rosh Hashanah Rivet. Okay, so now the Rosh. The Rosh says, Yesh makshin al nusach ha-bracha zu loma in nevorchen asher kedishonu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivonu lekadesh yisavisha. Based on everything the Rambam said, that the mitzvah that we are focusing on is the mitzvah of the ma'aseh kiddushin. So based on everything the Rambam says, the bracha should be a birchas on mitzvah. Rambam says, birchas on mitzvah. So the nusach of birchas on mitzvah in almost all bracha is that asher kiddushonu b'mitzvah sevitzivonu. That's Rosh's kasha number one. Next. V'oid Ma inyan habalo ein onu bevorchin she osar lonu. Let's skip a line. Va'od heichon motzino biracha kazos she mevorchin al ma she osar lonu akadosh baruch hu. Va'lo ein onu bevorchin she osar lonu eiver menachai v'hiter lonu es ashochut. Ve'od ma'inyan lahazkir aroyes v'kan. Right, second kasha. Since when do we make a bracha nisurin? The birchas erison. Asher kedeshono b'mitzvoisav. Ve'osa lanu eso arusois. And there's an Easter to have biyat, we say under the chuppah. Under the chuppah we say, we're about to do the mitzvah erison, and we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, that she is going to become asura to him in a moment. Right, according to Roy Rishonim, it's an Easter de Rabbanon, to be boil one's own arusa. According to Rav, it's an Easter de Raisa. But whatever it is, also. Right? Asher osa lonu es arusais. Right, and we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu made Osir and us arayos, v'hiter lanu es anasuos lanu. So, what kind of a brichas on mitzvah then? The Moshe, the Rosh says, what seems to be a comparable brichas on mitzvah? The brach on shechita. Right? Why is that a comparable brichas on mitzvah? No, go ahead. Alright, so you're already jumping into the Rosh's Mahalach. Alright? Saying that the Shechita is the Hechsher Achila. Alright? But go straight for a moment without using the word Hechsher. Think in terms of Rambam. A person does a Maisa Shechita. What's happening during the Maisa Shechita? Right, the Maisa Shechita, Megan Mutter. So it's exactly like the Maisa Erison, right? At least the Maisa Chuba Kiddushin. So if Chazal want us to make brachos on Isurin, which become Mutter, like they Maisa, right? We could have probably asked a similar kasha when we make the brach on the Tilas Yadayim. So why don't we say Asher Kedeshonu b'mitzvoisav V'yoso lono v'sachilas lechem b'li netilas yadayim V'hiter lono yidei netilas yadayim. Tvila. When a woman goes to mikvah, Tvila's kelim. Right? So we don't say Asher Kedeshonu b'mitzvoisav V'yoso lono v'shtamshus keli b'li tvila V'hiter lono yidei tvila zu. We make a bracha in the mitzvah. So the Rosh says, my high that we're making a bracha on the Isur, which is becoming mutter now. V'od, says, why are we making a bracha on Arayos? What's Arayos got to do with you? That this chasen is not marrying, we're making a bracha, Baruch Hu, he's not marrying his sister. He's not marrying his aunt. Asher osa lanu es Arayos. Eish esish. He's not marrying somebody else's wife. Neither. Right, we do chupa and kiddushin together, and we even do a maisa chupa before a maisa kiddushin. Right, you saw it in the mesechta. You know this already. There is erison and kiddushin, which is the same thing. I know ach. Kiddushin is a lashon de rabbanon, erison is a lashon de raisa. Right, that's the ma'isa kinyan. All the same, we have to discuss why there's so many nuschois for the same ma'isa. Isha niknes in the first parak, Isha mekadosh in the second parak. The same thing. Different nuschois. Kiddushin is a lashon de rabbanon, kinyan kikach isha is a lashon de raisa, erison is a lashon de raisa, but it's the same thing, right? And then later on, there's a ma'isa nisuin. Right? What's the nafkamina between what happened? Not nafkamina. What happens? Bishas nisuin. Bishas nisuin when Chosan and Kalu move in together. Right. So what happens? So four different halachas. Number one, that the din of Eishes Ish changes. Eishes Ish with an arusa with the kudeshes is beskila. Eishes Ish with a nesuah is chenek. drops. Number two, a koyen is metame le'ishtoy anesua, not le'ishtoy arusa. Yerusha, a val is yoreish ishtoy anesua, not ishtoy arusa. And afaras nedarim, father cannot be mefer a neder of a nara anesua. Right, four halachis they raisa that change from arusa to nesua. Arusa kiddushin is a maisa kinyan, begins with a maisa kinyan, and nesua begins with a maisa chupa, maisa yichud. The Gemara discusses it. Right, kiddushin is very well defined. It's three possible maisa kin. Maisik and Yonim, Kesef Shtar Ubiya, and Nesua begins with some other Maisa Miyache, Chupa. Halachal Amasa, Halachal Amasa, Kiddushin begins with Sinas Tabas, and Nesuin begins probably by them standing under a chuppah together. Right? The Birchas Erisin is on the Maisa Kiddushin, and the Sheva Brachas are related to the Maisa Chuppah, the Maisa Nisuin. Or perhaps Nisuin is the Yichud that we do afterward. Bedekin was a Maisa Nisuin, covering the covering one's wife. Right? There's no Mishnah Melech in that. What's the significance? Is there any significance to a Maisa Chupa on a Pnuy, a woman who's not a Bechlal in the Kiddushin? Doesn't make any sense. Alright? So now, Vaita. So the Rosh says, but right now we're doing a Maisa Kiddushin, we're not doing Chupa. So why are we mentioning Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael? And some nuschois ended Mekadosh Yisrael. It's also a pella. Why Mekadosh Yisrael? We're talking about kiddushin. Mekadosh Yisrael could be something any mitzvah. But our nusach Mekadosh are they chupah v'kiddushin? Why are we mentioning a chupah? It's chupah that has nothing to do with the ma'aseh kiddushin. B'shas and Mishnah, you know that nisuin was often anywhere from probably from a week till 12 months after Maisa Kiddushin. So that's the Rosh's Kashas. The Neraliki Bracha Zu Eina Bracha L'Asiyas HaMitzvah. So what's the, how's the Rosh Chaylek on the Rambam? She does a Rosh. What kind of a Bracha is it? No? What kind of Bracha is it? Bracha Zashevach. Not a Bracha Zahmitzvah. Eina brocha l'asiyas ha-mitzvah against the Rambam. Ki pirya v'ribya hainu kiyum ha-mitzvah. So Rosh explains what Avi said, because kiddushin is not the mitzvah. It's not the kiyum mitzvah. Pirya v'ribya is the kiyum mitzvah. Right? What's she does the Rambam? No, what's she does the Rambam? Go ahead, Daniel. And Mitzvah Reishit Beis, Mitzvah Reishit Gimel, Sefer Mitzvahs. Reishit Beis is the mitzvah of Pirya Verbibya. Reishit Gimel is the mitzvah of Kiddushin. Two separate mitzvahs. Alright? Vim lokach pilegesh vikiyim Pirya Verbibya einay mechuyav lekadesh isha. Says the Rosh, if a person would marry a second wife, not a second wife, a person would marry a woman, would be lokeach, better yet, would be yachid a pilegesh, and would not be mekadesha, but would have children with her. So according to Rosh, he was now mekayim pirver vivya, there's no chi of kiddushin. V'chein anoyis ezekeina eilenis ayakora. V'chein sviz chamosh anosa mevorchin birchas chasanim v'ein chiyav v'mitzvah zol she'ein v'kiyam mitzvah pivirimya v'hilchach le'nizkina v'racha v'mitzvah zol. Rush says if a person marries, if a couple cannot have children, person marries a woman who cannot have a child, Achmana Litzlan, or if the chasan, Rachmana Litzlan, cannot have a child, so mevorchin birchas chasanim, so they're making a birchas chasanim. Ve'ein chiyav v'mitzvah zo she'ein bo kiyum mitzvahs piribya v'ilchach le'niskina v'racha v'mitzvah zo. And therefore, says the Rosh, right, they'll still make a birchas chasanim even though there's no chiyav mitzvah. So therefore he says, therefore Chazal were not misakein a birchas hamitzvah for kiddushin. Again, so what's the Rosh saying? Why is there no birchas hamitzvah for birchas for kiddushin? Every mitzvah is a bracha. So why doesn't kiddushin have a bracha? Whenever there's a mitzvah of the bracha, you have to understand why was there no bracha? No, why not? Go ahead. Okay, number one, that the bracha of kiddushin is hechsher mitzvah, right? Is hechsher mitzvah. So that could be what pshat in the Rosh is. The Rosh could be saying something else. What you're saying is correct. The Rosh says what you're saying. That's what the Rosh says. Ki bracha zoe ne bracha lasiyas and mitzvah. Ki piririb yahainu kima mitzvah. When the Rosh says at the end, v'hilchach le'niskna bracha b'mitzvah zo, what does the Rosh mean over there? It's one or two pshatim. One says what you said. No bracha, no mitzvah. But he says, therefore there are not misakin bracha b'mitzvah zo. Could be the Rosh is saying something else. No? Go ahead.
It's not always a mitzvah.
Right, because there will be times when people get married and do a ma'aseh kiddushin's own mitzvah. So Chazal were not going to misake in a bracha on a mitzvah which will not in a ma'aseh. There is some ma'aseh mitzvah. We'll see in a moment. They're not going to misake in a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah which will not out. Which not everyone's going to be mekayim. Could even be ma'aseh that it would be a bizyonis. That a couple that wouldn't make the birchas and mitzvah would be because they can't have children. Could be that Chazal didn't want to make such a bracha that it would be such a bizoyin for those who couldn't make the bracha. The af benoisei isha l'shem pirviribya kevon she'efshar l'kayei mitzvahs pirviribya v'loi kiddushin v'loydami l'shchita sheinu mechuyev l'shchayt v'lechol v'afilu achi kishu shoychei lechol mivorech t'hosta mi'efshar loy lechol v'loy shchita avalocha efshar l'kayim pivirib yivloy kiddushim v'gam hosam afke kira v'loshayn tzivoy t'chsim v'zavachta v'yachalta. Says the Rosh. So if you'll tell me that kiddushin is a hechsher mitzvah, and that's the reason why Chazal were not misakin a mitzvah, a bracha? So what about Shechita? Shechita l'chayra is also a hechsher mitzvah. May not have, it could be a hechsher, might just be a maisa machshir. In Kodshim is a hechsher mitzvah. Kodshim might be an avoid as well. So why is it that Shechita got a bracha? Since the Rosh has several suggestions. One is that it's impossible to eat without the Shechita. So it's a hechsher mitzvah that will be absolutely necessary when one wants to achieve heter achila. Mashena kein kiddushin. Kiddushin is a hechsher mitzvah which is not necessary for the maisa mitzvah. And the Torah didn't even phrase it b'loshin tzivui. Ki ikach ish isha. So says the Rosh, now if you bracha zu, this can all say shevach l'kodesh baruch hu. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysa. Kavdilonu b'nu amim. Mitzivonu l'kadesh isha. Hamuteres lonu l'achaz b'nu royis. V'iskiva yisa arusais, v'eta nisuais, v'chum v'kiddushin. Shlo yita odom leimar, shebroch al kiddushin niskana. La'atiru loy. L'chein iskiva chupa, leimar davki brochas chupa. Hi amateres akalo. Ulochi ikdimu, chupa le kiddushin. Leim vitulana v'esa nisuais, ani chupa she'achar birchas a kiddushin. So says the Rosh, the birchas ha-shevach, and Chazal made it a long Birchas HaShevach, so we shouldn't confuse it with the Birchas Kiddushin, with the Birchas HaMitzvah. That's how far Chazal went. They were so concerned we would confuse it with the Birchas HaMitzvah, they were marach and threw many other things in there. Right? So it's a Birchas HaShevach. What's it a Birchas HaShevach on? What are we giving Shevach to the Rebbeinu Shlomo for? No. How would you formulate the Shevach? What are we saying Shevach for? No, go ahead.
Give us more of a concept of Kedusha that we can sanctify ourselves through not doing the Kisser.
So Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvoisim. Right? He gave us, and that would explain why some Nuschos used to finish Mekadesh Yisrael, and why all Nuschos finished Mekadesh Yisrael Lechuba V'Kiddushin. Right? So it's some Birchas HaShevach, the Rebbeinu Shlom forgiving us and defining for us exactly whom we can and whom we can't marry, how you can have Sibiya. Right? Takes some a Maisa behemoth and gives rules to it. Right? That's not the classic Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not even the classic mitzvah necessarily. Right? Yeshiva Sukkah, Atifas Tefillin, Atifas Talis. Right? Here, this is expressing that there's a Maisa behemoth, a Maisa no, a Maisa type, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu defined exactly how we have access to it. So that's Mekadesh Yisrael. It's a bracha on Kiddushas Yisrael. Right? Give me other examples where you have such a Birchas HaShevach. And the Birchas HaShevach is a bracha on the Kiddushas Yisrael and the Kiddush Baruch Hu being Mekadesh Yisrael. No, go ahead. Again? Louder? Kiddush. Who makes that comparison? No. So look at the Ritva. The Ritva in the Mar Makomos. The Ritva spells out that it's like Kiddush. Right now, it makes sense. What's the Nusach of Birchas HaKiddush? We also begin Asher Kiddushonu, Mirotzovonu. Right? And how do we finish up? Right? So there also, you don't have to say this. You could say that relaxing is a hanah, relaxing is a taiva. Shvisa mimlocha is could be a ma'isa behemis, not being productive. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was mekadesh how we should abstain from melacha. Right? Person, and the truth is, alright, so that's the, that is the Rosh, Birchas HaShevach, and the Ritva makes a Sahara, that it's similar to Kiddush. Alright? So what are the Nakudas in which the Rambam and the Rosh are chaylik? No? Go ahead. Okay, so now, the machlaikis is whether it's a birchas hamitzvah. Birchas hamitzvah, birchas hashevach. Okay? What's the basis for their machlaikis? Good. So Rambam holds that kiddushin is a mitzvah, so it deserves a bracha. The Rosh holds it's a hechsher mitzvah, and a hechsher mitzvah which is not necessary for the ma'isa mitzvah doesn't get a bracha. Right? Maybe a little bit different shot because there's certain situations. Chazal will make a bracha for this hechsher mitzvah. Next. Now, how will the Rambam answer the Rosh's kashus though? It's another machlekes over here. Right? How did the Rosh come to the conclusion? The Rosh did not come to the conclusion. He did not say Kiddushin is actually a mitzvah, why are you making a brach on it? That's not what the Rosh. That was not the what was the mahalach of the Rosh? Yesh makshim. No. What did he find that was impossible to sustain according to Rambam? No, Moshe. What was the kashas? Go ahead. No, that wasn't one of the cat. Was that? Is that one of the kashas? That was the raya, correct. What were the kashas? What were the kashas? Was that? Why mention Isurim? So what do you see from this? In Hilchas Brachas, what do you see in this? What's the machlokes in Hilchas Brachas? No? Effie, what's the machlokes? Go ahead. I don't know if the Rambam would accept that we make Berachas and Mitzvah and Isurin. Right? You'd have to figure out why Davka this Easter. But what do you see from this? Go ahead. In other words, all the other things that are missing. No, it's stick a smaller chiddush. No? That so the Rambam would have to say that it's possible to make a birchas on mitzvah, and the focus of the birchas on mitzvah should be on an Easter. That it's shayach to make a birchas on mitzvah, baruch ato Hashem mekadesh Yisrael. Right? In other words, there's a double machlokes over here. The first is a machlokes, the Rosh says, based on the nusach ha-bracha, this could not be a birchas on mitzvah. So the Rambam has to be chaylik in that. The Rambam's mukhruch, the Rambam has to say, no, this is a birchas on mitzvah. For some reason, Chazal did not use the regular nusach of birchas and mitzvah. But the Rambam says this is an acceptable nusach of birchas and mitzvah. It may be unique, but it's a birchas and mitzvah. So with all the kashas the Rosh says, the Rambam has to say, af al pi kein, this is a birchas and mitzvah. So he has to say, even though, why don't we say, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav afal pikein? We don't say it's even on the kaddish of the isha. Why do we mention isurin afal pikein? It's a birchas on mitzvah. Malonu lahazkir chupa. We're not doing a chupa right now. Afal pikein. So again, there's a double machlokes. One which is not really our sugya, we'll just finish up and then go weiter. And that is, there's a machloikis in what is a birchas and mitzvah. What is an acceptable nusach for birchas and mitzvah? Then there's another machloikis, and that is the maisa kiddushin. Hechshir mitzvah, maisa mitzvah. Right? The Ran. Anybody see the Ran? The Ran in Ksuvis says, She'ein ze birchas ha-mitzvah mamish. The Ran was bothered by all the kashas. The first day is, it's hard to get the Mar Makomos out. But in the future, you have to do the Mar Makomos. You have to, the Iker in your Achana is always going to be the Gemara Rashi Taisu Vishayna. And the Mar Makomos will almost always highlight a specific Tosis, a specific Ramban or Rajbo or Rambam that you have to focus more on. Right? But you always have to do the Moshal by next Tuesday. I want you to get to Membezim and Aleph, Omer of Nachman, to see the Sugya and Shlichos. Right? Tomorrow, Emir Tzeshem will do the Sugya Mitzvah Boy Yesim Yibashulchan. So by tomorrow, you have to get to the Ish Mekadesh, Gemara Rashi Tosis. And the Marmakomos have to look up the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yutes, and the relevant Rambams in Kiddushin and in Hilchas Shabbos. Right? That's light. Because once you do that, then I want you to work on Gemara Rashi Tosfos till Membeis Menal to complete the Sugi of Shlichus before we start. And then we'll have more Mar Makomos. But the first thing, you have to make sure you know Gemara Rashi Tosfos. That's number one. That's always the focus. And then, to work on the Rishonim that we highlight, sometimes there'll be some major Achronim as well. And then to come into Shir, already having an approach to the Rishonim that we highlighted. And then, at night, to have a Chazara Seder, right? You have to have a Bekiah Seder and a Chazara Seder. And then to go over what we discussed, and primarily to focus on why we said certain things. Primarily to focus on how we were medayik in the Rosh, and how we came to this conclusion that the Rambam is chelek on two issues in the Rosh. And then to see how we go weiter. So the Ran's Lashon is, no, it's Ksuvas, sorry. The Ran's Lashon in Ksuvas is, She'ein ze birchas ha-mitzvah mamish. And he explains why Chazal didn't want to make a regular birchas ha-mitzvah. I think because maybe the woman would not be makabelis. So therefore, they made a... Right, correct, sorry. Right. Because the mitzvah of kiddushin and the mitzvah of nisuin is one big mitzvah. And you're not going to do it at the same time. So how can you make a bracha which is shayach to nisuin and kiddush and nisuin, and the nisuin maybe months later? So you see from their run that their run holds that it's a chiddush in their run. The run is mechadesh that Chazal were interested in making a birchas on mitzvah. But they weren't able, al pidin, they could not make a Birchas HaMitzvah. Because the Birchas HaMitzvah is Mi'ayim L'Asiyosan. So you can't make a Birchas HaMitzvah on something when the mitzvah will take such a long period of time that your bracha will not clearly relate, will not be over lasiyosim to the entire mitzvah. So ein ze birchas mitzvah mamish. Now exactly what does the Ran go on to say? Does the Ran then say, therefore they made a birchas hashemach b'mkoyim a birchas mitzvah? Or does the Ran go on to say they made a strange birchas mitzvah? Pashtus is that they made a birchas hashevach bimkoim a birchas mitzvah. Alright? But again, so that's the three shitas. Rosh, Rambam, Rosh and Ran. The birchas erison, according to Rambam, refers to the maisa kiddushin per se. And the maisa kiddushin per se is a mitzvah on its own. Rosh, the birchas erison and the birchas hashevach, because the maisa kiddushin is a hechsher mitzvah that is not always necessary, and the kiyum mitzvah is pirei ribya. According to Rosh, Rosh's minyan on mitzvahs would not have two separate entries like the Rambam. Meishud beis and meishud gimel. Ran, the birchas erison is the birchas hashevach. Apparently to accomplish what a birchas and mitzvah usually accomplishes, and the Ran's sheet on kiddushin is that kiddushin and nisuin is one long mitzvah. Right? Next. So let's finish up what we have to say about birchas and mitzvah and then go back to kiddushin. So what's the machlekes Rosh Rambam in birchas and mitzvah? Rambam says that a birchas hamitzvah, strange, but it's still a birchas hamitzvah, even though it talks about Isurin and talks about the east of Arusa, still a birchas hamitzvah. And Rosh says, can't be a birchas hamitzvah. No, so therefore there must be a machlekes Rosh and Rambam as to what is a birchas hamitzvah. So the Rosh holds this. And the Rambam, the Rosh holds us cannot be a, and the Rambam says no, it's going to also be a birchas mitzvah. No, so what's the machlekes? How would you formulate the machlekes? Right, machlekes must be a machlekes in birchas and mitzvah, such that the Rosh will say this anything but asher kideshanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu, that the Rosh will say as koras isurin, not a birchas mitzvah. And Rambam will say this can also be a birchas mitzvah. So what's the machlekes? Look, go ahead, Neil, louder. But the Rosh is not arguing, doesn't argue that Hayyos, that's an Isra say, there's no room for bracha. He's arguing, why are we mazkir the Isurin? Why are we being mazkir related Isurin? So let's think, go ahead.
Maybe it's not a Shevach to have an Isra apply to you, to not be allowed to do something.
No, so you're saying why the Rambam can't hold as a Shevach. I'm asking why the Rambam would say this is an allowable birchas mitzvah. You're telling me maybe the Rambam came to this conclusion. Alright? But bottom line, the Rambam says this is a birchas mitzvah. How would you explain the Rambam? How will the Rambam answer the Rosh's kashas? What's the Rambam going to say? Why are you mentioning Yisurin? Go ahead.
Maybe the Rambam says the mitzvah of Yisurin is largely about the
so birth. Okay, so again, what are you saying? It's largely about the Isurin involved. What does that mean?
In other words, the birth is a mitzvah of making a kiddushin. The mitzvah of kiddushin mostly involves just Isurin.
So that's what the Maharam Rottenberg says. The Maharam Rottenberg says that And that I pointed out in the Shita in the Mar Makomus, the Shita Mekubetzes says this in Ksuvus, that what, according to Rambam, what's happening is that we are mentioning the mitzvah and all of the ramifications of the mitzvah. It's rare to have a mitzvah with so many chalois and ramifications. Ki ha-shofer. What's the ramification? The ma'aseh mitzvah, ki mitzvah. Tzitzis. Tzitzis is not so posh. It's mati wearing a beged. Right? Tfilin. The ma'aseh mitzvah, ki mitzvah. Right? Bris milah takas. There is more going on. We talk, have a second bracha. We talk, have a longer nusach. Right? Lachnisiv risa shalvam avinu. The talk is more going on in the maisa of bris. Not some a maisa mitzvah. It's a maisa of the chalos. He's no longer an orel. He's a mo. So we talk, have a second bracha. Talk is a discussion whether lachnisiv risa is a mais, is a birchas a mitzvah or a birchas a sheva. Machlaikas. That's why the Ravid made reference to the birchas. He says that birchas, he says that you can make a brach, we make the birchas eris and afterward, and that's what we do at a bris meal as well, right? Because he's pointing out pashtus, he's pointing out that you can have a birchas on mitzvah liyachar on mitzvah, and I'll bring your raya. You had the same thing lagabe mila, and others say punk for carrot. Others say the fact that it's afterward is a raya to birchas sheva. Alright? Weiter. So, says the Mar Rodenberg, what Daniel was saying, where do you have a mitzvah with so many ramifications? That's why it's a strange nusach. But in a chanami, it's a bracha on the mitzvah, not only on the maisa mitzvah, but when you have vastly different kiyume mitzvah, or chaloisin, so you can make brachas on them. It opens up a whole mahalach. The mashal, there's a discussion in the Achronim whether the birchas krishma are birchas Hashem, is the birchas pashas, the birchas Hashem. Right? Pashas. If one wants to be an action and say that the birchas and mitzvah, so what it means is that in Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim there are numerous ramifications. Yosef Meiris is one of them. Eimam Yisrael is another one. So your birchas and mitzvah is focusing on various aspects of the upcoming mitzvah. Could be. But I don't want to get sidetracked from this. That would be one mahalach. Alright? What's another mahalach in Rambam? Again, Kasha, why are we saying Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvoisav? Why are we mentioning all the Yisurim? Why are we finishing up with Mekadesh Yisrael? Or Mekadesh Yisrael Echubah v'kidushin? No. It's only... What's the other mahalach? Again, svara, straight. If you hold, if we're not going to say that we make brachas on the ramifications of mitzvahs, alright? So in Mela we're saying that to say Mekadesh Yisrael, Mekadesh Yisrael Chubah V'Kiddushin is an acceptable Birchas HaMitzvah. Correct? That's what we're saying. So if you say that, then it's Mukhrach to say that we are expressing something in this Birchas HaMitzvah which we express in every Birchas HaMitzvah. And therefore it's not inconsistent, it's consistent to say Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvoisam and Mekadesh Yisrael Chubah Kiddushin, just as we say that in every Birchas HaMitzvah. No, go ahead. No, 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 no. I'm saying that in order for the Rambam to say that this is an acceptable Birchas HaMitzvah, the Rambam should hold that what we are saying essentially in this bracha, we say in every Birchas HaMitzvah. We're just saying it a little bit differently. And the Rosh is chaylik on that. No, Daniel? It's a very good question. Pasha, according to Rambam, everyone is chayav in kiddushin, even if they're not going to have children. Correct. Rav Zvi Mekayin the mitzvah of Piravivya is still chayav kiddushin. Correct. No. Who's that? So according to Rambam, there's still a mitzvah getting married. According to Rosh, it's probably mitzvah de Rabbanan. According to Rambam, it's a key mitzvah de Raisa. No. Go ahead. Even if there isn't one. Go ahead, you'll see in a moment.
Is it a question of what we mean by Lashon Kadosh?
Not bad. The Rambam is saying, it's really a Ramban, that the bracha, birchas han mitzvahs, and you'll think about it and you'll see it's obvious. Birchas han mitzvahs, what was Chazal Mesakin in birchas han mitzvahs? So, Ritva says in Psachim, Chazal or Mesakein to get yourself in the frame of mind for the bracha, for the mitzvah, make a bracha before. Right? To focus on the mitzvah. To say, Hidani Muchanam Zum, and you make a bracha. Mitvam Sacham. So the Rosh is saying, that's what every bracha and mitzvah is about, and therefore, the Rosh says that if you fly around Seder Noshim, and you start talking about, aside from Rusos, Nesuos, and Arroyos, you're not talking about Birchas and Mitzvahs. How does that focus you on the mitzvah of Kiddushin? Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvahs V'tzivanu L'kadesh Ezoisha. That's a Birchas. That focuses you. Asher Oslanu is Arroyos. If the Chosin would listen carefully to the Bracha, it's not preparing him for the Bircha, for the Mais of Kiddushin. So it's not a Birchas and Mitzvah. It's the Rosh. Right? Birchas and Mitzvah. Lashon HaRitva, lahachriz al mitzvah, to announce I'm now doing a mitzvah, to be mechaving to the mitzvah. So the Rosh says, you're not accomplishing that. You're talking about Isurin. Talking about Eroyes. Talking about Chuba, not the Chuba over here. So the Rambam must hold different. The Rambam must hold that the Birchas HaMitzvah is not simply to be meichin for the mitzvah. So there's one other possibility. That the purpose of a birchas hamitzvah is to point out that the mitzvah is expressing kedushas Yisrael. Right? Now it's obvious. Because the nusach of every birchas hamitzvah is asher kedishonu b'mitzvoisav v'tzivanu. Why shouldn't it just be Baruch Ato Hashem Asher Tziva L'Satev Petzitzas? No? That's not going to focus you that you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah L'Shem Shemayim? Baruch Ato Hashem, right? Bori Priyat Hamitzave, right? L'Niach Tvilin. What's a Asher Kedishonu B'Mitzvoisav? That's a much more general term. So the Ramban says, quoted in the Shidduch Kvetz Nixuvas, Ramban says, because the bracha is expressing Kedushas Yisrael. Kedush Baruch Hu was Mekadesh us by giving us brach mitzvahs. That's the purpose of a birchas a mitzvah. To say, before I do a mitzvah, and then the Rabban Hashem expressed Kedushas Yisrael via this Maisa. So that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is not bothered by the Rosh's kashas. The Chlal not a kasha. The Rambam is saying every single mitzvah you say a Sheikh Shem is Maisa. So Rambam would say over here the Kedusha of the mitzvah of Kiddushin is not only expressed through the Mais and Mitzvah of Kiddushin. It's expressed through the Iser of Erison, through the Iser of Arroyos, the Heter of Nisuin, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, Al Yerechuba V'Kiddushin, through this Mais of Kiddushin. Right? Why would the Rambam, why would Chazal pick this mitzvah over any other mitzvah to have such a to 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 have this arichus? No. No. What's the first Ram of Hilchos Ishus? Go ahead, yeah. Koyde Matan Torah. Without Kabbalah Satorah, people get married. They do it differently. But men and women live together. There is a concept of Ishus outside of Matan Torah. So it's simply to say, Baruch Ato Hashem Lekinu Melech Eilam, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoysa V'tzivonu Alo Ishus, will be that you can't say. It doesn't express Kedushas Yisrael. The Brisker Rav said a very beautiful, we'll finish with this. The Brisker Rav said, you know, there's a kasha. Why, how could Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? Right? So the Brisker Rav says it's B'chlan and a kasha. Why? Because the Iser of marrying two sisters is, if I am married like Alpi Torah, the Ishus of Torah mitzvahs creates an Iser with this woman's sister. The Ishus with this woman creates an Iser with her sister. But if I don't have the Ishus with this woman that was established by Matan Torah, I don't become Osir on that woman, on that sister. The Ishus Shel Torah, the Ishus of Targ Mitzvahs, is creating an Iser. Yaakovino did not have the Ishus of Matan Torah. So therefore it wasn't. So what the Brisker Rav is pointing out is that Ishus for us is taken different. And that's L'chaira what the Ramban says this. Ramban says in Yevamos. But the Rambam L'chaira is saying this. The Rambam L'chaira is saying that when it comes to a mitzvah which is so close to something which the goyim do, so you have to express the kedushas Yisrael. You have to explain how this mitzvah expresses kedushas Yisrael. You can't simply say asher kedishonu v'mitzvos v'tzivah. The emes is that the goyim have a ma'aseh kedushin as well, right? So therefore, we have to say asher kedishonu v'mitzvos. No. Not achana for the mitzvah right now. This is discussing no kedushas Yisrael. Where is kedushas Yisrael? Iser on arusa. Heter only after nisuin. Iser aroyos. Chupa v'kedushin. That's why we mentioned kedush chupa there, because we're discussing kedush Yisrael yedei ma'ase ishus. All right. That's just a Rambam. What does the Ran say? The Ran says Chazal wanted to make a Birchas HaMitzvah and couldn't do it. Ein zed Birchas HaMitzvah mamish. Right? Because a Birchas HaMitzvah has to be over lots of yasim. And here, it's one long Maisa Mitzvah. L'chaira, what the Ran is saying is like the Rosh. He just has the machlekes and the mitzvah. They wanted to make a bracha lechavin to the mitzvah. How can you have a bracha lechavin to the mitzvah? You're going to do one, half of the mitzvah today and the rest a few months from now. So therefore, they had to make a different nusach to mechavin you to this part of the ma'aseh mitzvah. That's what it means. Something along those lines. All right. So again, so today we went off track a little bit and we discussed machlekes Rosh and Rambam in Birchas HaMitzvah. But what I wanted to get to in preparation for tomorrow is what is the mitzvah of kiddushin. So this machlekes Rosh Rambam focuses us on the machlekes, which is the yesodistic machlekes in our limud. According to Rosh, kiddushin is a hechsher mitzvah for priva ribya. Right. And therefore, in the Rosh, there would not be a separate entry of Maisa Mitzvah, of Mitzvah Kiddushin. According to Rambam, the two separate mitzvahs, there's the mitzvah of Pivir Ribya, and there's a mitzvah of kiddushin. Nafkamina, according to the Rosh, if a person was mekayim the mitzvah of pirvur vibya, there's no chiyuv to get married. According to Rambam, there's chiyuv to get married. Right? Okay. Now, it's not so poshut in the Rambam. Look up the Rambam for tomorrow. Look up the Rambam, Perek Dalet. Isha's Perek Dalet. And please make sure that you do Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph through Dalet. No, that's good enough. Aleph through Dalet. And Perek. Rambam writes, the person doesn't get married, he was not mekayim the mitzvah of pirvur vibya. So that's why he's up to work on the Rambam, Shitas Rambam. Because Lechayr, that's what the Netziv points out in the Sheiltas, Lechayr, the Rambam is a little bit more complicated. So the Rambam says a person who doesn't get married is, Rambam should have written, person who doesn't get married is not mekayim the mitzvah of getting married. The Rambam writes, person who doesn't get married is not mekayim the mitzvah of pirvur vibya. Okay, I have to stop. There could be another nafkamina. I was thinking about it this morning. Between the Rosh and the Rambam. Tzarachiyim. If a person... Tzarachiyim. I'm not saying this Lamaisa, but Tzarachiyim. According to Rambam, if a person gets married and postpones having children. So according to Rambam, he is not being mekayim the mitzvah of pirvur vibya bezrizus. And there's a Tosfos in Chagiga that says that that's being mevatel an aspect of the mitzvah. According to the Rosh, maybe it's more serious. According to Rosh, the person began the mitzvah. He began the mitzvah of pirvur vibya. And now, he stopped in the middle of the mitzvah. So it could be that according to Rosh, stopping a mitzvah in the middle, in your tracks, maybe that's of a bigger concern. Maybe that's more of a betel mitzvah than if one was not mekayim the mitzvah yet. Okay, the Rambam is referring to is Perek Tes Vav, Halacha Aleph and Beis. Okay, so for tomorrow I want to finish up. You can already see where we're going in the sugya tomorrow. Mitzvah bayis v'mishulchai, and comparing the mitzvah of kiddushin to the mitzvah of kavod shabbos, which the Gemara does. Okay, we'll dive in now. Anybody who still wants to be in the shir after today's shir, please sign up. Okay, please write your name down. Okay.
I signed up to put me in a time machine. Anyway.
Are we time machine?
I looked on the internet. It still says there's a new burger on my schedule.
Yeah.
So I sent home a thing and it says time machine.
Okay, let's dive in. Yeah, so the Ran probably is saying that we're on the second of the drop, then if they're second of the star, that's the way we do it. So the way the Ravonshan made the mitzvah. So he made the mitzvah in such a way that they could be apart from each other. So let me think what it's about.